Welcome to Palcast, your creator national podcast.
This is God Network News, episode 241.
Welcome, GNN fans, to another episode of God Network News, the podcast that tells you what God's doing around the world. Not what CNN tells you, but what GNN tells you is going on in the world. If you're tired of listening to all of that crisis network news and you want to hear what God's doing, well, give us a listen.
Our teams are in 50 different ethnic groups that have more than 1,000 believers, and several ethnic groups where we have more than 10,000 believers. And most of those groups do not have the Bible in their mother tongue. One of the key areas that media needs to develop is in the recording of local oral Bible translations, in using artificial intelligence and other tools as they develop to make dialects for big languages that have regional dialects. And a whole nother area is in the area of developing arts teams, people who will do an arts festival, a dance festival, a music festival, a songwriting festival. All of these types of media and ethno arts are needed, not just in one or two ethnic groups. We're talking about 80 different ethnic groups. In fact, we're looking at visiting a team in India that has started doing oral Bible translations in more than 80 different languages. That's the kind of team we need. People who will work alongside movement leaders, not necessarily doing it the way they've done it in other places, but empowering people with the technical skills and sort of the heart language of what it means to do ethno arts well, what it means to do Bible translation well, how to have a heart for their own people and their own people's mother tongue. This is where we really need people who've lived in that world but are willing to come alongside movement leaders who have thousands of brand new believers, people who've been believers less than 5 years, sometimes less than 2 years, but they have 500, 1,000 new believers who could do the dance, who could do the art, who could do the Bible translation if somebody was there to serve them and show them how. This is one of the areas we really need to expand in. For my personal team, we're also thinking about setting up a couple of studios in hub cities, or what we'd call a gateway city. Why is that important? Because these gateway cities are usually the place that the rivers or the railroads or the highways converge. And if you can put somebody in a gateway city with a studio, he may not know the regional language in the next province over, but without much difficulty, relatively low cost, he can bring someone in and they can do a recording in the local language for that area that will then go out to thousands of new believers in that city.
You're listening to God Network News Podcast with your host, Cal Curtis. Look up our website at godnetworknews.com.
Gateway cities and media coaches in gateway cities is one of the ways our teams are getting ahead in terms of Media 2 movements and Media 4 movements. When I was born in 1958, there were not quite 3 billion people in the world. During the middle of my ministry here in Indonesia, we hit 6 billion, and I thought, wow, the world is so crowded. But there have been 100 million Muslims born in this country since I arrived here 40 years ago this January. And we have not won even a fraction of those people in those 40 years. Until we started to see movements, and now the fraction is finally growing the right direction. We have seen hundreds of thousands of new believers in less than 10 years. And finally, the kingdom is going forward faster than the population. If I live to be the age of my grandmother, the world will have 9 billion people in it. It will have tripled in size since the time of my birth, and that first 3 billion will all be gone. So 12 million people will have lived in the world during my lifetime. Is there any way at all that we can reach that many people without serious Christian media, without serious ethnic media, without media that goes down into the new movements where the brand new disciples are? We are already seeing 1/10 of a billion people have come to Christ in the last 10 years in movements. And I firmly believe that in the next 10 years, before we get to the millennial celebration of 2,000 years since Jesus died on the cross, I believe there's going to be 1 billion new believers in movements. And my dream is that they will have Bibles in their language. They will have teachers passing messages down from house to house, from village to village, from city to city. And our media tools of today will be nothing compared to the media tools 10 years from now. But we've got to get started, because if we don't disciple this current generation, they will not be strong enough to withstand the persecution, the surveillance, the police states, and the poverty that's likely to come to many parts of the world over the next 10 years. Join with us, help us with whatever media skills you may have, Bible translation skills we have, because I believe this is the decade for the next 1 billion to come to Christ.
If you enjoyed this episode, please consider donating to help us continue to bring exciting stories fresh from the field. Visit our website at godnetworknews.com and select the PayPal link on the right side of the page, or consider becoming a Patreon partner to receive access to more valuable materials exclusive to our members.